program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Oh man, you're making me tired. It's late.
Yeah, it is. Look at that.
It's really late, even for a Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
So, you're listening to Bob's Naptime Funhouse. The Lymph Node Institute edition. I'm Dr. Bugbladder.
And I'm Doc Ellis.
Your pajamas are silly.
Tonight's show will be concerning sleep and dreaming.
This is hard to do when you're so...
tired?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, We did some background research. Sleep deprivation for the last couple of days.
Well, I can't remember any of it now, though.
Yeah,
I just
want
to go to bed.
Well, it comes back up in the dreams. Perchance to dream.
Perchance.
You could have all sorts of trauma come up in dreams.
It's a good place for trauma.
Nightmares.
Oh, yeah. We'll be getting into that.
You ever read Neil Gaiman?
Uh-huh.
He's got a character called the Sandman.
He does indeed, the Sandman.
His son Morpheus has to do with dreams.
Right. Which is nice. He's got a very nice drug named after him.
Mm-hmm. Morphine.
Morphine.
He could be a morphined.
He could, except he'd probably wind up keeling over on stage.
Like the guy from Morphine. So little girls have slumber parties.
Oh, yeah.
And adults go camping.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually everyone sleeps.
It's a really bad idea to become unconscious for 8 hours of the day. Makes you sort of,
vulnerable. All this talking about sleep.
Uh-huh.
Really makes me think I should... I know. I'm just going to close my eyes for a second. Just
right, I'll watch the board.
Yeah. I'm just going to... Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, if we fell asleep on the air...
That's not going to happen, man. It's
that silence alarm will wake us up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No big deal. Oh, what kind of...
You're listening to Bob's Slacktime.
I am.
All right.
Name's Tedman. I am the new mania consultant.
Being an inpatient now
suddenly is beyond me.
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right.
I guess I just now woke up and I got my coffee and
Andy Warhol tried to make a movie of me sleeping, but it took several years and he ran out of film.
He wanted to
take me to court, but I fell asleep in the courtroom.
So the judge sent Andy
to a toy monkey, which supposedly blew up the world.
And so now everybody's sleeping.
In the 70s, it was Idi Amin, it was Ed Bedroom, and
the 80s.
I think we all know how that turned out. I think you should have been given the third term. And, my toy monkey, you know, the one with the symbols and all, didn't want to work this morning. Can't see one. Every time the toy monkey cranked the cymbals, the earth blew up. Every time. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a toy monkey. He cranked the cymbals, and the earth blew up. Later on, there was a fire at this apartment somewhere, and the kid brought his toy monkey to try to put out the fire. It cranked the cymbals, and the earth blew up again. And why he constantly does that over a monopoly-possessed toy monkey is beyond me. I mean, I would have plenty of other uses for a toy monkey, but it's hard to get a good orgasm going when the earth's blowing up constantly. Yeah, how many times does that have to happen?
Oh, yeah, I'm tired, all right.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. I tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Exit light, enter. To never, never land. Something's wrong, shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight, and they aren't a Snow White. Dreams of war, dreams of liars, dreams of dragons, fire, and the things that will bite. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Exit light, enter night. Grain of sand, we're off to never, never land. Pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep.
I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep.
Guard me, angels, through the night.
Guard me, angels, through the night.
Wake me in the morning light.
Wake me in the morning light.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Never mind that noise you heard. It's just the beasts under your bed, in your closet, in your head. Exit light, enter night. Take my hand, we're off to never, never land. Exit light, enter night. Rain of sand, we're off to never, never land.
Thank you.
You are getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy. Your eyelids feel so heavy. Your eyelids want to close, and you are tired of fighting them. Just relax. Relax from toes release from the arch of your left foot, and then your right foot. Just relax. Feel the day's aggravations leak from each ankle. Feel the warm hand of sleep creep up your inner thigh towards your package or box. Relaxation reaches the top of your brain. You wink out, die now, die without a struggle.
accept incongruities as not really incongruous. As in hat. The very incongruity and jaw is the point of the absurdity.
Void of sense. Eccentric hats.
If what is real at one level is a dream at another, not what is a dream at one level, at another level,
I am the inpatient now.
suddenly is and
yeah.
I turn on the
can you hear me?
One of the
alright.
I
guess I just morning. Now woke up and I got my coffee and my marble lights and my
the earth as well.
Andy time. Warhol tried to make a movie of me sleeping.
I worked in the Dream Factory, the place where they made the dreams. Everything they make is unique. Nothing has to be made right. And one day, some people came to interview us, and they asked us, "Is this difficult work?" And I said, no, it's very easy. You could do it in your sleep.
In my dream, I suddenly realized that I was late for a very important appointment. And I was panicked, and I was going as fast as I could, trying to get ready. But I couldn't find my shoes. I was searching everywhere throughout the house, and whenever I did find one shoe, I'd put it on, and I'd go looking for the other shoe, and when I found the other shoe, I'd bend down to put that one on, and somehow the first shoe would have disappeared. And I'd go searching for it, and I'd find it, and I'd bend down, and the other shoe was gone again. And this happened repeatedly. And I'd look at the clock about every 15 seconds, and somehow another half hour had gone by. And I was starting to get very anxious. And the whole time, I was running around the house searching for my shoes. I was being followed by a giant Mickey Mouse alarm clock with this broad, maniacal grin that was taunting me. So finally, somehow, I managed to get both shoes on my feet, and I'm ready to leave the house, but I can't because there are hundreds of people in my living room blocking my way. And I'm pushing through these incredible throngs of people, and when I got to the door, I looked down and I saw that my shoes were gone again. And I was devastated. My life was over. I was going to miss my appointment. And then I looked up, and I saw that the reason that all these people were there was because Jesus had been resurrected from the dead in my living room. And he was wearing my shoes. And the crowds part, and they start pushing me towards him. And I arrived at the foot of the Lord, the Savior, and he was hovering a few feet above the floor, and he was radiating light. And I said to him, Jesus, Lord Christ, I'm late for an appointment. Could I please have my shoes? And Jesus smiled benevolently at me. And spoke some wise, mystical mumbo-jumbo, which I completely failed to comprehend. And then he raised his arms and ascended into heaven, taking all his followers, the saints, the chosen ones, and my shoes with him. That's when I woke up and I realized I was late.
Bye.
angels were singing beautiful music in a cloudless blue
sky. In his dream, he soared high above the world and lay free.
The air was sweet as I flew above an endless.
He saw the world clearly, yet it seemed artificial and unreal.
All the ugliness there had been in the world,
he saw people running back and
swept away,
attending to affairs,
of crystal,
unaware that they were asleep. Descending to the street,
and
he tried to awaken the sleeping people.
Light was golden and magical.
He spoke to them of freedom,
the sun,
but they could not hear the
moon. And the star
tried to show them his infinite sin
at the same time.
But they could not see him.
They possessed wisdom
or any of his wondrous dream places and things.
Everything
among the sleeping people, the man saw his waking
self. Nothing had to be explained.
He tried to awaken himself.
Safe,
so that he could tell the others.
You are safe than I
so that he could have a voice
in my waking mind. Because I was filled with
the tried to remind himself of the world he knew
and would never be taken.
Forgotten the world outside.
It was paradise. I didn't want to wake up.
Filled with throngs of people and smoke. I try to make my way along the perimeter of the crowd, but I am pushed up against the wall. Up close, the walls are musty and cracked, stained yellow with smoke. Seeing an empty seat and a table, I sit down. There are three men seated at the table. Their heads are hidden by a long magazine, which they each hold with one hand. On the cover of the magazine is a cell in telephase. The three men put the magazine on the table. I recognize them as Dylan Klebold, Osama bin Laden, and Eric Harris. They are grinning at me and glancing at each other like they have some private joke. I smile back. This makes them laugh. I wonder. I wake up.
My sixth dream was a nightmare! They're after me, I've gotta get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they're after me. They've caught me by surprise. And the hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, they're after me. The wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I'm too young to burn. They're after me, they're after me. There's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now. And I'm afraid to die.
Coward, 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 coward.
I stole some bricks when I was six and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast, you better run real fast, you better.
Yeah,
run
that's
fast.
It. I'd better run real fast. I'd better run real fast. I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud.
Yeah,
you
better scream. I'll scream for help.
Ah!
Ah! There's my grammar school. Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is... An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you! She won't help you! Ah!
The church. Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend! Reverend, they're after me!
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He won't save you! He won't save you! Ah!
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life.
They're after me, they're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We got you now, we got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our blades of steel tearing through your flesh. We got you now, we got you now, we'll slice off both your ears. You won't need them anymore, and we need souvenirs. We'll save your skull for playing ball, we'll kick you and grind. Your heart will make our masters fall, a dainty valentine. Playing marbles with those eyes you stole and fire. Your lungs will serve as bellows, sir. You fan your funeral pyre.
Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four, two...
Down, 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 down.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream. That one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. just as I have a dream. My poor little children, one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Who be listening to Bob's Lifetime Funhouse? You be listening to Bob's Lifetime Funhouse.
Wake up!
We had caffeine, it's the
enemy of sleep.
While you've been drooling,
we've been stooling. That's right, we're sitting in our own filth. That's what happens when you sleep at the switch.
You pigeon. The iceberg of your subconscious mind has risen from out of the water.
So, well, I mean, we have no conscious memory of what we put in, but looks like we're at about the 59-minute mark, so there's the show, huh?
Does RoboCop have to sleep?
Only bodies need rest.
We all need our rest.
He's a machine.
He's William S. Burroughs.
He is. Isn't that strange?
I think it's funny the guy who played William S. Burroughs is typecast as RoboCop.
William S. Burroughs in a large robot suit shooting up major American cities.
No pun intended.
No pun intended at all.
Thanks for listening. You can get more information on the Church of the Subgenius if you write to
P.O. Box 140306, Dallas, Texas 75214,
or contact them online at
www.subgenius.com.
The P.O. Box Roundup!
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Contact us at P.O. Box 670541, Marietta, Georgia 30066-0126, or www.alternategroove.com/lymphnode. Listen to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse at WREK.org, 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
And then you heard our relaxation exercise, Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 1. We did It's Calm Institute Light, Part 1. Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 7. Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 11. Part 2. Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 16. William S. Burroughs with Silver Smoke Dreams. Head and Leg did I Dream of Jesus. Some Youth did I Dreamed I Dream. Head and Leg, with Dreamscape Track 18. We did It's Calm Institute Light, Part 2. You heard Gordon Jenkins with his The Sixth Dream, The Nightmare. And Boyd Williams stepped all over Dr. Martin Luther King in his The Gift of Dreams. And we leave you this evening with the mighty God Kronos performing Dream. And remember, 5 out of 6 chicks with Sid did hot licks.
Thank you.
You can put this anywhere on the show, you know.
Come on, everybody. Hey, let's let him sleep.
Good night.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt? But none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Paul Dobbs, the living slack master in the Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal. For Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you going to fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys? Or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent, quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenius, eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.